Gemara to catch up to where we're continuing. The Gemara explained the machlokas beishamei beishillel, whether an egg that's laid on yontif can be eaten or not, is whether nolad is mutter or aser. Beishamei hold that nolad is mutter, and beishillel hold that nolad is aser. And the Gemara says that Lamaisa we see the opposite, that Beis Hillel are the ones who hold that Muktz is Mutter, and Beis Shammai are the ones who hold that it's Osir. So the Gemara says that depends on Yontif, Muktz is Taka Osir, and on Shabbos, just the opposite, Muktz is Mutter. Okay? Start from down in Beis Amud Aleph. Rav Nachman said, "Niyom Rav Nachman Hachi Vosnan Beishamay Omri Magbiyam Me'al Ashulchan Atzomos Uklip and Beishil Omri Salik as a Tabla Kula Menara." Right, just the opposite. What's it called? That the Mishnah seems to say that, like our Mishnah, that Beishamay doesn't hold the Muktza, that you're allowed to take the bones that are not fit for eating off the table. And Beis Hillel holds that you can't, you have to take it off indirectly. But Omer Rav Nachman, however, Rav Nachman said over there, on the way in London, Rabbi Shami Krib Yehuda, Beis Hillel Krib Shimon. Rav Nachman changed it around, that Beis Hillel is the one who holds its mutter, and Beis Shami says it's osir. So Lachor, according to Rav Nachman, Beis Hillel holds Muktz's mutter. Right, so how could Rav Nachman say in our Mishnah that Beis Hillel holds and Muktz's osir? Omar Lach Rav Nachman, Gabi Shabbos, the Sosalam Tanak Rib Shimon. So Rav Nachman will tell you, no, by Shabbos, where Rebbe, was so same a Mishnah, like Rib Shimon, that there is no Mukta, Disnan, Mechatkin, Sadlun, Fnea Behemoth, Sandavail, Fnea Klovim, Mokim Lola Beisil, Rib Shimon. In order to make the Halacha, right, like the Stam Mishnah, Rebbe held by Shabbos, that there, the Halacha is like Rib Shimon, who doesn't hold the Mukta. The Nailer of Nachman said that Beis Hillel is the one who holds like that, to make all the halachas come out good. The halachas like a Stam Mishnah, halachas like Beis Hillel. Avo Gabe Yontif, Yisosim Lontanik Rabbi Yehuda, but by Yontif, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was made another Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, that Muktz is awesome, right? And it's the same Rebbe. So obviously Rebbe holds by Shabbos like Rabbi Shimon, and by Yontif like Rabbi Yehuda. Right, the Snan, Emavakin Eitzim and Akoros, Lom and Akorosh and Nishbar Beyontif. You can't take wood for a fire from beams that are set aside for building, and not even from a beam that broke on Yontif. So when Yontif came in, it was Muktza, right, because it was set aside for building. But now that it's broken, it's what's it called, it's not Muktza anymore. So, And in Akarish Nishbar Yontif, so it says you can't use it. So Vaishlois, there is a din of Muktza on Yontif. So Mokim Lala Beisil Krab Yehuda. So here in our Mishnah, which is talking about Yontif, he said that Beisil goes to Krab Yehuda. Because Rebbe also had a Stam Mishnah by Yontif that there's Muktza. So on Shabbos, there is no Muktza. And on Shabbos, these halachas of Muktza don't apply. And on Yontif, they do. So it says, Michti. Man Sast Melem Asnisen Rebbe. Right, it's not two different Tanoim that you could say, well, this Tana holds the Muktza, and this Tana doesn't hold the Muktza. Rebbe is the same Rebbe who learned both Mishnayos. And by Shabbos, he paskened like Reb Shimon, and by Yontif, he paskened like Reb Yehuda. Right, Umayishna b'Shabbos, the Sosim one Reb Shimon, Umayishna b'Yontif, the Sosim Reb Yehuda. Where it says, Amre Shabbos, the Chamira, v'loasi l'zuzulei b'ei, Sosim like Reb Shimon. Nikar Adin, Rebbe held the halach is like Reb Shimon, that there's no Muktza. And therefore on Shabbos, which is Chomer, and people aren't getting the Mezalzel on Shabbos, he paskin the Ikur Din like Reb Shimon, that there's no Muktza. But what's it called? Demekel. Yontif, the Kiel, Vosses Lebe, but Yontif, which is Kal, it's only a lot. And people may be Mezalzel in it, Sosim like Reb Yehuda, the Machmer. There he was Machmer like Reb Yehuda, that on Yontif you have to be Machmer, and hold that there is Muktza, so people shouldn't come to Mzalzel in Yontif. Rashi. Snan in Mavakim Eitzim be Yontif. Lo min akoros asdura zu agavzu bekarkov omdos lebinyan. You can't use beams that are set aside for building. Even though now it's broken, so it's going to be used for firewood. Since when Yontif came in, it was set aside for building. It was Muktzah. Once it was Muktzah, when Yontif came in, it remained Muktzah the whole Yontif. Alma Islan Muktzah B'Yontif. So this Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, and you see, we do all of Muktzah, not like Rav Shimon. Hilkach Mochi, Rav Nachman, Lasnis, and Dairi B'Yontif, Esilk Rav Yehuda. Uvo Medes Legadul Beitzim, Mishu Muktzah. And therefore, Rav Nachman set up our Mishnah, talking about Yontif, that Beis Hillel was the one who holds that there is Muktzah, just like the Stam Mishnah that Rebbe said by Yontif that there is Muktzah. Gemara says, Man Sosim Lan Lamasnis and Rebbe. Who's Sidur HaMishnah? Rebbe was Masadur, all the Mishnahis. Ukshara Divrei Chochem V'Yoshu Beinav, when he saw a Das Yochid, that he held the Halacha was like him, so Shnon Stam, V'lo Hizkar Shema Omru Aleim. So he wrote it Stam, and didn't mention who said it, in order that you should assume that this is the Halacha, that it's as if everybody said it. K'dei Shalo Yushnui Mipi Yochid, the Nirin Ki'ilu Nishnu Mipi Amarubim V'Yaskamos, and it looked like it was said as a consensus, and that way you'll know that the Halacha is like that. So Rebbe basically, when he wrote his Stam Mishnah, was paskening like that opinion. Shabbos is Chomer, and therefore if we're Makel, and we pasken like Reb Shimon, that there's no Muk, so people aren't going to take it further. Just because we're Makel one Kula doesn't mean the people are going to take it beyond that. But by what's it called, by Yontif, which is Kal, so there we have to be machmer. Rebbe held it, got to be machmer like Rebbe Yehuda, and hold yes of muktzah. Otherwise, people in mezalzel and yontif. Now the Gemara asks, "Mayo kimta b'tarnegolus ol medes legadul beitzim umishum muktzah." So how do we set up our mission according to Rav Nachman? It's talking about a chicken that is set aside for laying eggs, and the reason that the egg is osur according to Beis Hillel because muktzah, and Beis Shammai doesn't hold the muktzah, doesn't hold the nolad either. It's not a halach in the egg. It's a halach in the chicken too. The chicken also is muktzah. So why argue about the egg that was laid on Yontif? Argue about the chicken. The chicken is muktzah. Memela, the egg that it lays also is muktzah. But it starts with the chicken. Shmuel says, Lo diacha kochen de bishamai de benolit shari. No, it's coming to tell me a chiddush that bishamai holds even the egg is mutter. I might think the egg is nolit, and therefore it should be osur. Right? The chicken is already around, still muktzah. But the egg is double muktzah. And we are having to say that nolad is worse than regular muktzah. So therefore it told me that the koach of Beis Shammai to tell me that even the egg is mutter. The chitema, what's it called? V'lifluge b'tarnigolus lo diacha koach de Beis Hillel. So adarabha. Tell me that Beis Hillel holds even the tarnigolus is awesome. Right? Instead of telling me that Beis Shammai holds even the egg is mutter, tell me that what's it called that the Beis Hillel holds that even the Tarnigolus is also. The Chitema Koach der Teira Adiv. Most of the time it's better to tell me who's Mater than who's Aser. The Chiddush that you could be Mater something is greater than the Chiddush you can Aser. Rashi says, because anybody could Aser something, could be Machmer all the time. But to make something Mutter, you have to know for sure it's okay. So Mar says, Beniflug Betarvayu. Then still doesn't answer the question. Say both. Tarnigolus almedes legadul beitz and he obeits also beshamra mitocha obeisalom rosocha. Say the Mishnah, and it won't be anything that much extra, one word extra, right, just to tell me the halacha that Beis Hillel holds the tarnigolus is also aser, and beshamay hold that the egg is also mutter. Argue by both of them. So the Gemara says, okay, we can't learn the Mishnah like Rav Nachman. Because if the Mishnah would be like Rav Nachman, it should have said both the Tarnigolus and the egg, because there's no difference between them. Not only the egg is Osir, even the Tarnigolus is Osir according to Beis Hillel. And not only is the Tarnigolus Mutter according to Beis Shammai, even the egg. So why say only the case of the egg? Tell me about the chicken too. So the Rif says that even though we're now saying that Rav Nachman, the Pshat that Rav Nachman said can't be the Pshat in the Mishnah because of this question, that doesn't mean that Rav Nachman's halacha is not right. It just doesn't fit into the mission. So the Rif says, we remain with the fact that on Yontif we hold of muktzah, like Rav Yehuda, and on Shabbos we don't hold of muktzah, like Rav Shimon. And other Rishonim say no. Once Rav Nachman is pushed away because that can't be the pshat in the Mishnah, then the halacha is also not like that. And we don't make a difference between Yontif and Shabbos, legabe muktzah, and what's it called, muktzah, we hold like Rav Shimon all over, bein Yontif, bein Shabbos, that we don't hold of those kinds of muktzah. Okay, so machlokas Rishonim, therefore, whether this klal of muktzah on Yontif more than on Shabbos is a klal or not. Okay, Rashi. The hetero of ifla tovli lashminu koach divrei amater. It's better if you're in a machlokas to tell me the koach of the one who says it's mutter. Right? If you have to say the machlokas in such a way that accents, right, emphasizes one side, emphasize the side that's mutter. Shehu somech al shmuah, so veinu yor lahatir. This guy knows for sure what he's saying is right. He's somech on what he says, and he's not afraid to be matter something. Aval koach ha'osrim ain't a raya. The fact that somebody could ask for something is no raya. Shakol yicholim lahachmer v'afilu b'dover ha'mutter. Right? Everybody could be machmer. There's no problem if you're machmer most of the time. Okay. So Rava says a different shot in the Mishnah. Elom ha'rava la'olam b'tarnigoles ha'medes l'achila. It's talking about tarnigoles that is set aside for eating. And therefore the egg l'chorah should not be muktzah. The kasha was, then why is it, what's it called, osur according to Beis Hillel? What's wrong with the egg? Right? It's part of the chicken's body. It's food. Food that came from food. What's the problem? Right? So it's not nolad. So what's the problem? We're talking about a yontif that falls after Shabbos. And the reason why it's oster is because it lacks hachana. Rabba held that any egg that is laid today, me esmo gamrala. It was finished the day before. Barabalatameh, and Rabbah holds that you need hachana for Sudas Shabbos and Sudas Yontif, and the hachana has to be on chol. Doma Rabbah, my dechsi, vahoyo bayom hashishi veichinu es asher yoviu. Right? Vahoyo bayom hashishi veichinu. In order to have something mutter on Shabbos, it has to be prepared already on Friday. Chol mechim l'Shabbos. Chol prepares for Shabbos meals. Chol mechin the yontif, and yontif is also called Shabbos. So chol is mechin for yontif meals. Ve'ein yontif mechin the Shabbos, ve'ein Shabbos mechin the yontif. But yontif can't be mechin for Shabbos, nor can Shabbos be mechin the yontif. And ben Torah, there's no such thing as a yontif 2 days yontif ben Torah. So there's no such thing as yontif being mechin the yontif either. Right? So that's Tosa says there was such a girsa, but we don't have such a girsa. okay, we'll see one second what this idea of hachone is. Okay, Rashi. Umishum hachone, the asila beisil can refers to vazel. Beisil holds, like Rabbah says, the Indian of hachone, and that's why beisil holds zazer, and beishami doesn't hold of this halach of hachone. The chol beya de misyal do ha'idna mi esmul gomrala. Any egg that's laid today finished the day before. That means if it was laid on Yontif, it was finished on the Shabbos before. Talk about Yontif that follows Shabbos. So it was finished on Shabbos. The afagav d'bidei shamayim hu, also. Even though the finishing, nobody did anything to it. It was finished by itself. Bidei shamayim, still also. Why? D'bo'in and kol sudas Shabbos, u'sudas Yontif, shiu mezumanos u'muchanos mba'od yom shalchol. All the su'udos of Shabbos and Yontif have to be already prepared from the day before. That doesn't mean that you can't cook on Yontif. Right? Tosa explains. Right? Tosa says, how do we, what's it called? Well, it's just a different kasha, but Bechlal, they ask. Right? Why, how can we cook on Yontif itself? The food wasn't prepared from the day before on Chol. No, it was prepared. Just you need a tikkun, a bishul, or whatever. That's called bidei adam. That's not a problem. The problem is where the thing wasn't around Bechlal and was finished, came into the world the day before. So it wasn't muchan on chol, it was muchan on a Shabbos. For Yontif, that's no good. But something that is basically here, just you have to cook it. Right? You have to do something to it to prepare it, that's okay. But if it was totally not in the world before, and it just came into the world on what's it called, on a Shabbos, that's not good enough to prepare it for what's it called, for a Sudas Yontif. V'rava de'osar b'achonah, she'ena b'yadayim mamish, Rabbah who asr tachana, that you don't prepare it yourself. It's prepared bidei shamayim, right? L'tamei, the omar rabbah b'psachim, yolef mihocha the muktzah d'oraisa. Rabbah learned from here that the idea of muktzah, something that wasn't around the chlal, right, before Shabbos, is muktzah on Shabbos. That this kind of muktzah is minat Torah. Ve'hechinu v'hizminu. Hechinu means to prepare. Kegol mikan ani ochel l'mocher. I'm going to eat this tomorrow. It has to be around that you can prepare it. De'imishum hachona b'yadayim. V'lomar shiyofu v'yivashlum bod yom. Right, it's talking about cooking before Shabbos. Over there it's talking about Shabbos. Right, you don't need a pasuk. K'siv es asher tofu eifu. It says already. Whatever you're going to bake, bake. Asher tavashlum tavashelu. Ela hazmona b'pekha omer. Here it means it has to be around to prepare it. Right, to be able to designate it for Suda Shabbos. And that has to take place on a weekday. Can't take place on a Shabbos or a Yontif for a Shabbos or a Yontif. Uksib bayom hashishi, ustam shishi cholu. Most Fridays are chol. Ba'ach shavarachmona l'suda Shabbos yazminenu b'ba'od yom b'chol. It's a din of hashivas of Suda Shabbos. Suda Shabbos is choshuv that has to be prepared on a weekday. Prepared again does not mean cooked. It means designated. It has to be around to be designated. The ein yontif mechim l'shabbos, the yontif nomi kari shabbos. Because yontif is also called shabbos. Uboy sudaso hazmana v'hazmana so b'chol. And its meal also needs to be designated before, and it has to be designated on a weekday. Aval sudas chol lo chashiva. But the meal, the weekday meal is not chashiv. That doesn't need to be designated. V'lo shaychi bo hazmana. Therefore, you don't have to ask for an egg that was laid on Sunday because it was prepared on Shabbos. So what? The preparation only is needed if you're having a Sudas Yontif or Sudas Shabbos needs to be prepared for. But Sudas Sunday doesn't need to be prepared for. Mishum the what's it called? Be'eshenoldeba mishum the iskan bidei shamay. The Sudas Cholo, it's Rechorachmona Zimun Bevod Yom. The Loshayach B'Muktzah. There's no such thing. It's something that's, what's it called, needs to be designated from before the weekday. But Shabbos meal and a Yontif meal has to be designated, and the designation has to take place on a weekday. What? Rashi says because Yontif is also called Shabbos. Okay.
But that's the Gabe Yontif before Shabbos. That the Yontif itself is called Shabbos. But Legabe, the Yontif itself, that Shabbos is before Yontif, how would you know?
No, because just like you need a chol to prepare for Shabbos, any Shabbos. Shabbos and Yontif. Yontif is called Shabbos. Okay, right. Since Yontif is called Shabbos, if it said, Bechinu, right, Esasher Tochlu, not only Shabbos, but Yontif. Because Shabbos and Yontif are interchangeable. So whatever pasuk applies over here for Shabbos applies for Yontif too. Okay, that you need a whole day to prepare for a Yontif meal. Okay, fine. Zemara says that's very good for a Yontif that falls after Shabbos, or a Shabbos that falls after Yontif, right? How do you know what's it called? Elamei Almer Le'Abaya, Elamei After Yontif the Alma Tishtri, and a regular Yontif should be Mutter, right? Zemara says Gzeira Mishum Yontif Achra Shabbos. Okay, that it's a gzera, that it's osur on a regular yontif for a gzera that you may eat it on a yontif that falls after Shabbos. If we let you eat it on a regular yontif where the day before was chol, and therefore it was prepared on chol, which really meant a Torah, it's mutter, you may eat it on a yontif that falls after Shabbos. You will make a difference. So therefore we osur every yontif. Shabbos, the Alma Tishrei, you should be allowed to eat an egg that was born on Shabbos because it was finished on Friday, right? Why is every Shabbos asr? Gzeira mishum Shabbos achar yontif. Gzeira because a Shabbos that falls after a yontif, where the finishing was on yontif, not on chol. Mor says in migazrinan to make such a gzeira, right? By an egg, we make a gzeira that we're afraid that an egg that was finished on that was laid on Shabbos or yontif, when the day before it was chol, we asr. Because we're afraid that you would eat it on if it followed a yontif for a Shabbos. Do we make such a gzeira? Vatanya, hashochet es hatarnigolos, umotzo bo beitzim gemuros. If you shechted a chicken and you found finished eggs inside, didn't lay the eggs, they're finished. Mutaris lochlim b'yontif. You're allowed to eat them on yontif. Right? Vim isa ligzo mishum hanachtim esyaldim b'yomeyim. Right? Let's make a gzera that if you find the, what's it called, these eggs, you can't eat them because we're afraid that if you, what's it called, you may eat them even after they're laid. And after they're laid, they won't be okay. Right? Zemara says, no. Beitzim gemuros me'imon milsud lo shchichahi. Milsud lo shchicha lo gozer b'rabanan. So milsud lo shchicha, they didn't make the gzera by these eggs. Because these eggs are not usual to shech the chicken and find the eggs inside finished. Right? Either they laid them or they didn't start to form yet. Finished eggs inside a chicken is not something that's usual, and therefore they didn't make a gzera. So Shaila is like this, though, now. What if you found these eggs in a yontif that followed Shabbos? You shechted the chicken on yontif and you found finished eggs. So now it's not a gzera. The chor should be also because mikra din it's also. Right? In other words, when we're saying like this, if you have a regular yontif that doesn't follow Shabbos, so we make a gzera that you can't eat an egg that was laid on yontif, even if the yontif followed a weekday, because we're afraid you'll eat it on a yontif that follows a Shabbos. Okay, the Gemara wanted to bring a proof. That's not true. You see that if you shecht a chicken and you find eggs that are finished, you're allowed to eat them. We don't make a gzera. The Gemara says, no, there it's a dover shalosh shchiach, and then we don't make a gzera. But laid eggs are a dover shchiach. That's what we don't make a gzera for, what's it called, for a regular yontif. But eggs that were ready to eat on, what's it called, on yontif, that means they were finished the day before. Okay? The day before was what's it called? Now we're talking on Shabbos. Shabbos that precedes a yontif. So those eggs should be osur. In Taka there are Rishonim who hold those eggs are osur. Ravina Ephraim holds those eggs are osur. The only thing we don't do is make a gzera that if an egg that was open, a chicken that was open and had an egg finished in it, there we don't make the gzera of yontif atu yontif achar Shabbos on a regular yontif. But if it's yontif achar Shabbos, that's also mikra adin. It's not a gzera. That's Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Bahag and other Rishonim say no. When do we say that an egg was finished the day before if it's laid the next day? But here the egg was never laid. So the Ramban says it wasn't finished the day before. Right? Because it's only finished the day before, so maybe it's finished 2 days before. Right? On chol. Right? It wasn't laid yet. So it wasn't finished yet. Mamela, what's it called? It's mutter. That's one pshat. Another pshat is the Ramban, and I think the Balamor says that is another reason why it's mutter, is because it's considered still part of the chicken. It's not a separate entity, so it's, you don't look at it as a separate entity. You look at it as part of the chicken itself. Okay. Rashi, yontif bi'alma she'enu achar Shabbos. A yontif that doesn't fall Shabbos, or Shabbos the Alma Sheinu Achar Yontif, or a Shabbos that doesn't follow yontif, why shouldn't that be tishtari? Ligmoa beitza chayish and lodavoy should be allowed to eat the egg on Shabbos raw, right? Or cook it on yontif if it was laid on a regular Shabbos or regular yontif. Where it says gzera, we're afraid if we let you eat on a regular Shabbos or regular yontif, you'll eat it on a Shabbos or yontif that follows Shabbos or yontif. Umi gazrina, umi achmur abonim bebeitza lemigzer hetera vishumisura. Did the Rabbanan then make such a gzera? For Tanya, Vim Tomer, Havi, L'gzera, L'gzera. If you ask, it's gzera, L'gzera. Right? Meaning, the Hanif, the Misyaldim, B'yom Mehem, Nomi, Ein Rasura, Salim, Mishum, Gzera, the Yontav, Achar Shabbos. Right? L'chora, it's a gzera, L'gzera. Why? Because the ones that are born on a regular Shabbos or Yontav are only Osir because of the gzera of Shabbos, Achar Yontav, and Yontav, Achar Shabbos. Right? Treats. So the eggs that were not laid yet, the chora, it's a gzera l'gzera, right? Eggs that are laid on a regular Shabbos or yontif are only osur the rabbanan because of the gzera. These eggs weren't laid; they were part of the chicken. So we're going to ask for eggs that weren't laid atu eggs that were laid, and eggs that were laid are only a gzera. It's a gzera l'gzera. Versus no, it could be talking. This could be talking even in a case where it was laid on a yontif after Shabbos. And like the, what's it called, and it comes out according to this, that Rashi would hold that even on a yontif, lachar Shabbos, we don't ask for them. Vashmin and Hachmas Nishan, that live beyond the Vachar Shabbos, Mutaros. However, they ain't know those. They're mutter even on Yom Tov Acher Shabbos, because they weren't born. They weren't late. Umishim Hanach, the Mishyaldim, Lekal Mixer, the Milsud Lo Shchicha Hu. And that, we don't make Mixer, because it's Milsud Lo Shchicha. Mishem Rabbeinu. V'hod Amrinam B'kuli, Ashash, Shein Gons, Gzera, Gzera. Now she explains, where do we know that you don't make Gzera, Gzera? Where do the Rabbanan know this? Right? Mihai Kro Nafka. Because the Rabbanan, where do they know they could make Gzeras? Maybe it's Baltosin. The Rabbanan had a Pasuk that they learned their gzeiras from that pasuk, or the idea that you should make a gzeira. Ushmartem es mishmarti, asu mishmeres. Like, make a mishmeres, make a fence, a protection to my mishmeres. So the Rabbanan knew you make a, what's it called, a gzeira. Kolomer gzeira le mishmarti, le torasi. Velo mishmeres le mishmeres, but not a gzeira to the gzeira. Shalyasu gzeira le gzeira. Ve'ein yontav mechen le chaveiro le garsinim le sidaraba. Right, we don't have the gear, so Rashi says, that's what, that you, yontif mechim liyontif, because there is no such thing as yontif mechim liyontif, minatora. So, krokodori, who shnei yomim resupim betora lo ashkechon, the mistake abdin lo. The only 2 days yontif is misafik. And there's no such thing as 2 days yontif in a row from the Torah.